there are, of course, always threats to any alliance. The dynamics in an alliance are always shifting. When an alliance partner gets too close to another alliance partner, they run the risk of being entangled in that alliance partner's wars. For example, Japan, if it got too close to the United States, could get dragged into one of the many American wars over the last 50 or 60 years. It avoided getting that close. But if it gets too far away, it runs the risk that the other alliance partner no longer needs it and abandons it. So this entrapment abandonment dynamic is always there, and that's always a problem. There are other issues of sovereignty in Japan. The persistence of U.S. troops, U.S. forces on Japanese soil rankles both the left and the right in Japan. There are many folks in Japan who think that, you know, it's time for the Americans to go home and for the Japanese to step it up and to be able to defend themselves. That's not the mainstream view, but you know, there is that view, and should the United States prove to be an unreliable partner, or conversely, should Japan prove to be an unreliable partner in the event of conflict, you could expect the end to the alliance. You know, this is always a problem. It's hedging as well. Japan is hedging against a risen China by maintaining its alliance with the United States, and it's hedging against American protectionism by expanding its economic options. Through new kinds of regional economic blocks in East and Southeast Asia. So Japan is, at the end of the day, you know, has been a reliable partner, but one that has kept its head down and has tried to avoid getting too entangled in international security affairs. The United States has wanted Japan to do more and has wanted Japan to do more for a long time, and Japan's response has been to slowly increase and enhance its capabilities, but not at the rate that the United States always at the rate the United States has wished. They should continue to nibble away at the constraints. They should play a greater role in global security, and to do so, I think they should be honest about what they're doing, honest to themselves, and transparent with their neighbors and so forth, which means reinterpreting their constitution.